This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It's Friday.
Oh.
February 21st, 2025.
Thank God.
TGIF. Well, you don't see it anymore. See, they've even taken God out of that.
Thank God.
They'll say... that stands for goodness, if you're of a different faith.
Thank gosh.
No.
It's nobody.
Mm-mm.
No. I was more of a Drake guy than I was Josh.
God, I forgot all about that documentary now.
Oh, yeah.
Dang, man. Hey, we met that kid. He was nice. He came here when he was doing his music.
Wow. Wow.
Old Drake.
You know, if there is ever really a need for a book about my life, I want to go ahead.
Oh, there might be.
I want to go ahead and hire you as...
He would know. He's your biographer.
He's good at
everything about you.
His memory is incredible.
I think you write the whole thing, throw it out there, then go back and be like, might be a couple chapters need to be omitted.
Agreed.
I think that's in everybody's life.
We worked with somebody who made a book. This is before you could be, or well, right when it started, you could become self-published.
Oh,
but we didn't really know that yet. I'm like, how'd you write a book?
Oh, yeah.
And who would read it? He just wasn't that interesting of a dude besides the one thing that, you know.
Yeah, but still, God.
He had a baby arm, but that was about it.
Well, it's still...
Can you write a whole book on being hung?
If I didn't know him, I would have...
I can.
I would have read the book. Not over, Paige.
If he put his faith...
She smells of vino this
hung.
Morning.
Yes, I can.
Hung, over. And real, like the OJ, if I did it. The if is real small and the I did it.
Yeah.
The over would be real small in the corner of the... After the hung.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
Yeah, if he put a picture of his face on the cover, people would buy it because he had an interesting face.
My God.
I say that in the creepy voice, please.
He kind of looked like...
Do it like Keith from Dateline.
Oh, I can't do a Keith Morrison.
You do it pretty good. I would do it like David Blaine then.
Yeah, that's what I
could barely do a Josh Mankiewicz from Dateline. He had a face that people didn't really want to see.
Oh, my God.
It was like...
That sounds like Seinfeld, actually.
It was like a damn exactly. Frog trying to turn into a dude.
What's the deal with that?
He had a face. It was did murder all over.
Fuck.
Oh, my God.
So when you killed the person, what'd you do with the body?
So it's a little Tommy Lee Jones, too.
A little twang to
got
it.
I hear a little... This is my hyper face.
It's a little Silence of the Lambs, but...
This is my hyper face.
Happy guy.
Lotion in the basket.
David Blaine on Dateline would not work. Because he'd be like making stuff in the room disappear while you're trying to tell your murder story.
Yeah, and like when you answer a question from him, like he winces like, what the hell did you just say? But it'll be something simple like, So I graduated in 1993.
Where do you...
They start turning his head like
what?
What is this mystery unfolding here that I'm... just like a blooming onion of information.
Well, you tell me your murder story. I'm going to go walk this tightrope across the hall.
David, oh my make my underwear disappear, David.
I already did.
Whoa.
I even streaked it up for
my
you.
My goodness gracious. In the front?
I put a couple of Twix in there.
I'm just waiting for me to wake up like in the middle of the night with that voice in my room.
Oh, that should be your alarm.
Oh my God.
It's time to wake up.
But it'd be so low that I think you'd sleep through it. It's kind of like comforting in an odd way.
I'd probably say come back into bed, David.
His balls have to literally be the size of the earth.
Oh, yeah.
To have a voice.
I was thinking more like, you know, like cannonballs. But
love it.
Sure.
God. Oh. That would be cumbersome. Look. Obviously, it would suck if they were that big and weighed that much. But even if they were that big and didn't weigh that much, it would still suck.
Like the one guy, remember?
And he passed away.
The guy that had to wear pants on his balls?
Yeah, but he was putting silicone injections.
He'd wear a hoodie.
Yep.
He'd wear a hoodie and he'd put his legs through the sleeves of the hoodie and then literally his testicles down into the hoodie part of the shirt.
When did he die? I got to look that up.
I don't know. He was on...
been a while.
He was on this show by phone, but he was on TV. It's got one of the, it might have been Tosh or something like that.
Yeah, that's how I found him.
Tosh?
Yep. Yeah. I Googled nuts and hoodie guy. His name was Wesley Warren.
Oh, we miss you, Wesley.
He had 132-pound scrotum.
Aye, 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 Poppy.
He was 49 years old when he died.
God bless.
But I want to say he was putting silicone in him himself to try to make him big. I'm pretty sure that's what he was doing, like... I think that's why he was on Tosh.
Gosh.
He had two heart attacks back to back.
To the women out there listening with breast implants, if you were a man, would you get your balls bigger? Text in 1-800-774-0093. Only breast implant women only.
It just depends.
Original women.
It depends on how they looked in a pair of pants. If I needed them bigger, I would get them enlarged.
For real. Like, it would look
Why else would you have
it would look
done?
Like Paige walking on her hands. I mean, that's what the essentially fat boy visualized, that Paige walking on her hands, but the shoes are on her hands.
Oh, my God.
That's that guy.
You wouldn't be able to see. Well, I was wrong, evidently. I thought he was doing it himself. It said he had scrotal lymphedema.
Yeah.
Oh, that's painful.
It causes the scrotum to swell with watery fluid.
Does that turn you on, Paige?
No.
Okay, good. I'm glad the answer's good.
I'm trying to think what's wrong if it's swelling with water.
Oh, they said it was the size of exercise balls, and he had surgery to get it removed.
Jesus Christ.
But he had diabetes and then two heart attacks.
I wonder if that was the inspiration for the episode of South Park.
No, is the swelling, microwaves. Is the swelling from blood vessels expanding, and then what kind of fluid would be in? That's what I was wondering. Would you get...
It just said watery. Like, I know you like the other fluid better, but I don't know if that's like more of that or what. But
yeah.
You got diabetes, man. Do you have big nuts? Because like, if you're checking off the boxes here, I'd be a little nervous.
I think they're average. I hate to say it. I think they're average. I have a deeper voice, but, you know, remember the one guy, this is also years ago, that... He'd call in a real deep voice, sound like Trace Atkins talking, and we said something about the size of his testicles.
And
he sent a photo. Yeah, no, this was a long time ago.
Oh, this is a different guy then.
He sent an email picture. That's how long ago it was. An email photo of him, and you know, it's kind of hard to the comparison. Like if they were on Andre the Giant, they wouldn't be big. But you know what I mean?
It's all relative.
I don't
think
it's always, if you have a real deep voice, you like, you know, big in the lap.
Like if the Big Show's gimmick is like, you know, 2 feet long, do they still make fun of him? Like, oh, it's a little.
Yeah, it's all the relative. Size comparison. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It's like the Andre the Giant picture of him holding a beer can. Like, that's just absurd. But then again, it's also when you see, I forget which.
Look at that dude. You ever seen him, Paige? The big nuts guy.
Yeah, that's him. It's like Abdul the Butcher.
I'm just reading swollen testicles and scrotal swelling.
Oh, get off my blog.
Yes, it's just my
Diary of a Madman.
Trauma cyst. Testicular. Easy for you to say. Testicular.
Write that down.
Testicular.
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 Yeah. That.
Spell it.
Cancer. T-E-S.
Oh, you're reading it right now.
T-I-C-U-L-A-R.
Testes.
Testicular.
It sounds like you're saying
cancer.
Your testicles are spectacular. Testacular.
Yeah, but imagine. I was wondering, you know, if the testicular. Blood is pulling there, that's bad. If it's fluids, that's... Either way, it's just a horrible
thing. This is
way
not even...
Be.
Like, this is beyond elephantitis.
This is bad. Yes. He needs to have surgery. He shouldn't be sitting like that.
Well, he's dead now, so...
Oh, yeah, gosh. So, yeah. Okay, I'm so sorry. I have to see what would cause that to be that big, though.
What do you...
You've got an all-time chair, so that's kind of cool.
You would have to cremate the guy, right? I would imagine.
Oh, Lord.
There's probably some logistical issues with the casket if you got a set.
People from nearby villages think that you're having a mountain oysters fry.
Mm. Oh, God, man. This happens to people, it says here, outside of North America. But that's caused by a parasitic infection from mosquitoes.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was... Oh,
mosquitoes biting your nuts?
Yeah. Like jungle people?
So that means there's, like, white blood cells, and that's going in there. But I just didn't know.
God.
What would you call someone who lived in the jungle? It's a jungle person. What's wrong with that? Country guy? Mountain woman? Who cares?
I live in the jungle. It's kind of cool, actually.
Oh, man, I read something about it. This guy, younger 20s, they estimate. I want to say it's in Africa somewhere. He was in a tribe, but maybe it was Amazon. He wandered out into the world, to the modernized world that he wasn't familiar with, and had a big freak out and immediately retreated back to
his
tribe.
It's like a movie.
Yeah, but he wasn't one of these naked tribes.
Oh.
Like they wore loincloths.
Oh, yeah.
But when I researched it, the dudes, all the males... They don't wear loincloths. It's like they wear a shield. You remember when you ate bugles as a kid and you'd put them on your fingers?
Oh, yeah.
That's what it looked like they're wearing.
Like dunce cap over your ding-a-ling?
Yeah, pretty much. Oh,
my God.
I mean, you're still exposed from the bottom.
God. You're just sitting there laying out in the sun, and it looks like you're receiving oral from a Klansman.
Oh.
I know, Paige. God, woman.
Do you think
Quit showing me pictures of testicles.
I'm wondering where it would swell from and how it would... Yeah.
Do you want a live model? Fat boy, stand up and...
No, I just... I'm just wondering how that...
Do you think somebody sits in day one of medical school and they're like, I can't do this, I'm done. I quit.
Or if you saw, if that's your field of study and you heard about that guy, you're like, dude, I want to get a hold of those. I mean, this is... We will never live through this lifetime of a man with the... There had to be a record, I'm sure. I mean, is that a Guinness record? Like right now, can we try to get a cameo from the guy with the largest balls?
I don't think they take filthy records, do they? They would consider that a filthy record, I would imagine.
Why, though? I mean, what... The tallest man? So what if you're not the tallest, but you have the biggest gonads of all time?
Well, okay, we know who the guy is who...
I'd want a wing of the museum down at the beach.
We know the guy who's got the... Well, not knowing, but we know who he is. Who's got the biggest one of those. But he's not, in any Guinea Book of Records or anything.
Well, yeah, Guinness. What about... there's so much.
I don't think they would take it.
If people are okay with it, they should allow that to be. I would go see... a part of Ripley's or whoever did it, where it would be lady with the biggest forehead.
I think, you know.
If they don't have her, I have her number, or at least her email address I could forward to them.
I think they cut the line off at the fingernail lady, right?
Oh, God, yes, man. I remember that.
Long fingernails.
She never cut them, and they just looped around in circles.
Okay,
and then
I've seen that.
There was an Indian fellow with the longest toenails, and they curled around too.
Ew, I can't.
Literally, we are
I can't make it any bigger. Can you see it? The cone they wear?
Put on some porn, it might help you.
Like this one goes all the way up to his arm.
Hold on, I am going to get up and look. I usually won't get up and look at a naked woman, but it's Friday.
Look at.
Feeling casual.
Fat boy's obsession today is.
But they have it. I never saw this in National Geographic. You see it?
Yeah.
It goes. But they had them with every age too, as far as the naked men go.
You would think they'd make some kind of sheath for it, like a knife.
Yeah, I guess that's kind of like wouldn't you want to protect the bottom more so than the top?
I mean, so look, this is what I've always wondered about, because when I was a kid, I was enamored with the library. I would go and like look up all this historical stuff and all this like dumb stuff, but I was very intrigued by National Geographic magazine, likely because of the nudity that was available.
Yeah,
but I would see those, especially the men. Now the women with no shirts on, like that's just kind of that thing that's just been societalized, if that's a word, to where, oh, I can't show my nipples unless I'm a man.
Yeah, which is weird.
So if that was never a standard set, I could imagine, you know, in that kind of way that women would be topless. But at the same time, the dudes are sitting there, balls all hanging out, a little piece of a loincloth about the size of a sign that a homeless person would be holding. Pardon me, unhomed.
Can't read it.
Unhomed. And I'm like, you see these people from National Geographic taking your picture wearing pants.
But they don't know what it is, right? They just.
But don't you like think like.
Yeah, like somebody like.
There'd be some light bulb go off in their noggin and say, hey, man.
I mean, you would think so. Somebody's pointing something at you that.
That means, can I borrow a pair of them?
Cloth.
I'll give you one of them bracelets on my wife's neck.
Whatever you want. Take a ring. These are real gold, too. Real gold rings. Real gold neck rings. Yeah, I don't know. But, you know, these are the tribes that are like, a lot of them do the genital mutilation, too. So.
God, yes. I'm just, yeah, man.
What, circumcising women?
Yeah, they're like, you know, I don't know how that works.
Like, I don't either. It's just awful. Just awful.
Chapware, folks, these naked tribes. They wear the cones on their willies.
Come on, see this guy. He plays his wife's neck like it's an instrument. Honey, lay your neck across my lap. Ring,
ring. They play horseshoes with their neck.
It's like a harp.
Ring.
Happy Friday.
The universal game that sucks at any party.
Paige, you may blow your mind right now.
I think it's been blown.
I mean, you're behind.
The minute Paige. I walked in here.
We've been wild already.
This morning, but yeah, blow away.
I had a guest at my home yesterday.
Oh.
Yes.
Ooh. Oh, you got rats?
Nope.
Oh.
That person's in this room right now.
Oh, did he do the deed?
He did the deed.
What?
Oh. Yes.
I can't wait to hear this. How long did it... Well, you'll have to tell me later.
I don't know.
Which deed are you talking about?
Talking about the thing that you tried to assemble in your house.
That's right.
You know the most exciting part about yesterday was?
It didn't take but like 5 minutes.
We got to see the trash truck come by.
Oh, yeah. I'd never seen my trash truck live.
And?
Whoa.
I know. It was
what the hell?
Kind I've of never a moment.
Seen, well, I've seen.
Part of the trash fell off into the road, though, and they just kept going.
It was a nice ride. Like the brand new box looking, and we got a honk, too, afterwards.
Oh, yeah. Fatboy waved to them from my front porch as they dumped the trash, and they gave him a honk back.
He did.
Yeah. They called him a honky. Like,
there's that guy.
Okay.
There's the some crazy guy. Just way back. Shouldn't you see him?
I still do it with trucks. I'll do the arm and.
Oh yeah. Like some of the Hornet golfers.
I'm always gonna mark out to bigger vehicles. Oh, I drove slow yesterday to try to get somebody to driving range, but I think they were onto it. So they didn't swing. And I cut it down to like 20. Like I'm going real slow.
Uh huh.
Because I want to get them in the backswing, but. It was just like a standoff. I'm like,
just farting around. Talking on the tee box. That'd be my podcast about golf. Talking on the tee box.
Remember the
20th hole.
How long is this going to take is what my podcast could be.
Right.
ADD kicks in at like.
This podcast is called, hole. Can I tape this at home?
Live from the living room.
No, 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 life in the living room.
Oh, you already got the theme song.
That's great.
We're
going
to move to the kitchen for this portion of the pod.
Let's do that. I would listen to that.
The acoustics in the bathroom are probably actually really good for a podcast.
Do you have to use the restroom right now because I'll hide in the corner?
Sounds like you haven't been in years.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to make your poo-poo disappear.
You're so full of it, your eyes are brown. Paige, yours are yellow because you got jaundice.
Yeah, well, not anymore. I survived that. I
haven't heard that in forever.
We come home.
Yesterday's show.
Well, I mean, like the brown one. Like you're, right. Yeah.
You're so full of it, your eyes are brown.
I haven't heard that since. You ain't had any since it had you.
Oh, Lord. Which is,
is that what you said?
The way your mind goes with that one when you hear it, it's like not good.
Like, okay, Dad, I'm 12. You can't really bust my balls over being a virgin when I'm 12.
Who does that? That's just
his
odd.
Dad.
That's
do
really
you have
weird.
The clip handy?
Oh, for the... Oh, yeah. For the, oh, yeah, we got it.
For the FOF later, this guy is mad, mad, mad.
We ought to f***ing disown you, you motherfucker. Fat, fat, fat. Get off your f***ing ass and do some work. Why don't you get out of the truck and do something for once in a while? Matter of fact, you need to quit f***ing shaving your beard because you need to shave them f***ing ears hairs, fat.
So if you're triggered by body shaming, including nice. Ears hairs.
I just realized you said ears hairs.
Well, that counts me out, so.
That's like Matt's dad's Phil. My dad was under the influence one time, and he said, I'm Matt's dad's Phil.
Yes, he
is. That after he said Gitto May?
Indeed.
Gitto May.
Ass load of rats, but something else.
He said ass H of rats, yeah. Oh, man.
That man
was a trip. Also, the FOF line, that'll be the 8 o'clock Eastern Time hour. 864-241-4318. Look at this crap. They sent an invite for the company Christmas party. Wow.
I saw that yesterday, and I'm thinking, wow, that's early.
I'm going to let that sit for a few months.
I think Roy was inspired by the snow. It's like, I miss it. I want it back. I'm going to do Christmas again. Wow, that's right. I just saw that literally just now. And also today, Party Man Dan, Fatboy is confirmed, will be joining us by phone. Sorry, Paige, it's by phone.
Yeah.
But he will be...
He's ready.
He's ready?
You couldn't get out of the David Blaine voice, could you?
I couldn't like morph out of it.
He'll be taking on the spelling bird today, the last and final B.
Thank God.
Well, it's Friday.
You better get ready. So, I don't know if he's a good speller.
I don't know if he's a good speller either. I don't know if he eats spells.
I don't know if he finished.
Does he even know which?
Oh, we got to get his educational background. I have no clue what it is.
We should all compare notes. Paige wins that one, hands down.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean I can spell today.
Well, we'll all see. Who knows?
Oh, I'm tired.
Well, she's tired.
Listen,
that's 3 days in a week you started a show with that. I need you to.
I need some caffeine. I need to get in the game, coach.
Caffeine.
We got some. I know where a good candy stash is if you want to go look for it.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah.
It's a mustache. He wants you to ride. Don't do it.
No. That's shout out McCrory for leaving a ton of candy on your desk.
Now I know where
Bill's
he
got some cookies.
Now I know where he goes.
Yeah, get some cookies.
Paige, what is up in the Plex on a Friday?
We got to talk about some credibility here. Or, you know, question it. Elon Musk's own AI, artificial intelligence, says half of his tweets are BS. I can't, you know, say that out loud because I'll get in trouble.
Bull stud.
Bull sugar.
We'll get into that next in your Rise Guys headlines.
I don't know. I know the name of their AI, but I don't know how to pronounce it. Is it Grok or Grok?
I think it's Grok.
Grok? Grok.
I think so.
Okay.
I don't pay for it, but it is free.
G-R-O-K.
Grok.
Grok.
Grok. I don't know. I just found out that other character or whatever is not called Baby Yoda. Happy Friday, everybody. Good day.
KP1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody.
Hello.
Headlines brought to you by Gosling Electric. So we begin with a discussion on Elon Musk and his own AI. His own AI says buddy. Half of his tweets are bull blank.
Bull, like he's not constructing the tweet, I guess. Or
from Night Court.
All right, so here we go. Somebody did some fact checking. His name is Isaac Saul. He's the founder of a nonpartisan outlet.
His last name is his name's Isaac Saul.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
So he gave Gronk the task of analyzing for truth and verification.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what he found. The AI bot Gronk says that only 48% of what Elon posts on X is true, while 52% is either false or misleading or ill-informed.
I'm going to try that on Fat Boys now.
Like,
I'm going to ask Gronk if his are real.
Now that that's out there,
I know.
What does he think this is going to change?
He's going to probably take it off there today.
Elon's going to go through and scrub it.
How would I say verify the facts?
Yeah, I don't know. Does it say exactly like what he prompted it to Gronk to say?
So, one of the reporters presented Elon with a fact he'd gotten wrong, and he admitted that he won't bat 1,000. Well, it turns out that on Twitter or X, if he must, that's even batting 500.
I saw that somebody came forward and said that she's pregnant with his kid, which I think would be his, what, 10th or 11th kid?
Good Elon. God.
Yeah. Like, she broke it on X saying, you know, before.
She broke it on his own social media platform.
Yeah, I think it was one of those before you find out from a tabloid, like, here it is. Like, she was tweeting at him to kind of get him to, yeah.
Is this Grimes?
That's terrible.
I don't know. Look up and see.
Is it the girl that's the singer?
I don't think it's anybody of notes.
Oh, okay. God, when is that
dude? Are they divorced or what's the deal?
I don't know. She probably lives in Washington.
Ashley St. Clair is her name. She's a conservative influencer.
Oh, boy.
I don't think he's ever been married, has he?
I don't know. I thought he was married to Grimes with the you remember that? The baby XIV 14?
Yeah.
She's 26.
You remember that? That's incredible.
I just made that up, really.
Okay.
That's she said not right.
Elon's been giving her money for her Manhattan apartment for keeping her up. Oh, no. She already had the kid. Kid's 5 months old. She put on X that is his kid. He's the father.
So, oh, look, speaking of the devil, I would. He's just on TV. Huh? I would.
Welcome.
Oh, wow. That's strange. So, more on the Grok 3 AI thing. You have to put individual tweets in. You can't just have it analyze your entire thing.
Oh, that sucks.
But the difference that I've noticed between there is like if some of the other ones will say their information only gets to 2020. Like they can't do current event stuff. But this says right here, this is we base all our information on the evidence from the web and X posts as of today, February 21st, 2025. So that's one thing they've got up on them, I guess.
So this guy, yeah. Isaac Saul, he posted, and he says, I asked Gronk to analyze the last 1,000 posts from Elon Musk for truth and verification, and more than half of what he posts is false or misleading, while most of the true posts are simply updates about his companies.
Yeah, he does retweet a lot. Which I mean, I get it. Like, that's how you got to push it out.
Well, this chick says that's how they met was on X. He has sent her a DM.
Oh my god!
And they struck up a relationship.
See, if I was a girl, I wouldn't believe it.
Really?
Like, I'd be like, oh god, this is like one of the women on Tinder trying to teach me about Bitcoin.
Elon's got Eddie Murphy beat. Eddie's got 10. Elon's got 13.
So according to this, the specific breakdown was 48% true, 22% false, 30% misleading or ill-informed.
Hmm. If you got 13 kids, you just don't know like half of them, right? They might look familiar to you, but you're like...
I mean, do I know you? I bet he has to think about it a lot. Because some of their names have changed. You know, either that or they've like floated a fake name out to the press just because they wanted to...
So I didn't even think about that.
Have a little anonymity, and then they were like, all right, the nanny sold her story to people. Damn it. What do we do? I just Googled, or I grokked, tell me about the movies that Charlotte Page has been in. And according to this page, you were in Surf's Up 2, Wave Mania. What? Are you in a movie that we don't know about?
No, that's not.
Surf's Up 2, Wave Mania?
Not that I remember.
Wow. No, I don't know. I've done so many.
I don't think I did that.
It might have been in that.
Well, something could have been changed. Like, I've been in stuff, and then I'm like, well, I didn't do that. And then they changed the title about 100 times.
Oh, my God.
Right. Oh, wow.
The names he names his kid is... He's got. We know about X. That's one of his son's name.
Yeah.
X. He's got another son named Techno Mechanicus.
I kind of like that.
That's stupid.
It sounds like a Transformer.
That should be a form of child abuse, giving your kid a stupid name.
Techno Mechanicus.
Like, you should be investigated by DSS. Open the case.
Rusty Cunch, you better sue your parents while they're still living.
You better.
Also, they had Paige confused with Paige from wrestling.
Yeah.
Is why they said that. But... there is an actress that was in Power Rangers Samurai from 2011 named Brittany Ann Purtle. Any relation?
They spelled the right way?
Yeah. The right way, that's right.
P-U-R-D-L-E.
Oh, my God. This is insane. The actual Paige Purtle referenced is an on-air personality, Odyssey Incorporated.
Is that you?
Look, I'm not kidding you.
Oh, wow.
You got some name recognition on the AI page.
Can you run her through the AI picture filter?
I don't know if they have pictures on here, do they?
Are you looking for nudes?
We can make them. They might not be accurate to what you got going on over here, but...
No, make me flat-chested and skinny. That's my dream.
Oh, yeah, that's what I want AI. Hey, give me a chick whose chest is caved in like some old redneck.
Oh, you mean a man?
Yeah, I want to be long and lanky.
Are you sure you're into women, Mr.... boy,
give me a chick with a mullet who smokes two cigarettes at once.
Yeah,
who's, you know, pushing them up in the picture.
I want two bags.
What? Two backs?
I don't want any boobies.
I want Paige to like Quasimodo.
I just want to be lean.
Want to go for a little tug sesh.
I want to be able to sleep on my stomach or my back and not care.
You could probably sleep on your stomach now, but you know, you'd be...
Wouldn't touch the pillow.
You'd be up a little bit. You could plank.
I sleep on my stomach all the time.
You might have to... Do you have a lot of maneuverability with those suckers when it comes to
What are you
sleep?
Talking about?
Like, sure. Can you, like, move them?
How big do you think I am?
Well, I mean, like, your chest is huge.
Like, could you actually, like,
it is
take it
huge.
Into your, to your, you know...
What do you think? They drop to my knees?
I'm saying no. No. No.
Maybe, I don't
I'm
know.
Just saying, if the pillow on the bed fell on the floor, if you could just nestle up against your breast.
They don't wrap around my neck, no.
I didn't say that.
Can you, like, throw them in your armpit if you want to lay
Not
on
like
your stomach?
Like an airplane pillow.
Can you throw them over your shoulder like a cotton?
I didn't say that. No.
Yeah. Do they hang low? Can you tie them in a knot? Can you tie them in a bow?
Yeah, thank you.
Has anybody ever jerked a knot in your front?
Oh, I'm sure they'd like
to. Nor my tail either.
Might happen this weekend.
All right. Thank you, Paige. That was informative and controversial. Fat boy, what is up in sports?
What? Speaking of controversial, we got the controversy over here.
I know.
I have a video of an MMA fight in Romania. I'm going to show the room.
Oh.
Oh.
Then I'll tell you.
Someone get hurt?
Well, yes, somebody got hurt. I'll tell you what. So what stands out about it.
Uh-oh.
This happened in Romania.
So they're vampires.
Nope. This was a professionally sanctioned fight.
Oh.
And it's got everybody up in arms. A tizzy.
Like, what do you know about Romania except for vampires and their lettuce is really good?
Great gymnastics.
Yeah, I'll give you that. That's
about it.
Clever, yeah.
Yes.
Like Olympics.
Is that where the survivors of the Roman Empire went? They started Romania?
I don't know. I can't even tell you where it's at.
I know they started a font that's pretty cool. All right, we'll take a break. And we will
the font's good. I like the
They
font.
Started the font, and then it's they just went extinct. Yeah. All right, we'll get into that and do some sports next. Good morning, everybody.
For all things Rise Guys.
They make me laugh. I listen to them every morning on my way to work.
TheRiseGuys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
You don't even know what kind of eggs them is.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Red bird, blue bird, chicken, egg. Turkey.
Boy, eggs aren't a lost leader anymore, are they?
No.
Rise Guys Sports brought to you by Bojangles. Mm. This day in sports history, 77 years ago in 1948.
That was him, not me.
Yeah, first bourbon.
Usually it's me.
Good reporting.
First bourbon in a baseball game.
Bourbon.
Not the one of the greatest organizations ever was founded. That'd be NASCAR.
Oh, yeah.
And they're in Atlanta this weekend. Jug, probably going today. Make a trip.
Yeah.
Down to Hampton, Georgia.
A little shorty. Not him.
Should all
the
know
drive. That. Damn it.
He'll be racing.
Not him.
Saturday at 2:30. What happened in Romania? You know, they do a lot of sanctioned MMA fights that kind of unorthodox, if you will.
Did they not do the first three-way MMA fight?
They did. Now, they. Well,
how does that work?
Well, here's the thing.
Three fight at the same time?
That's lame.
On this card, one of the fights.
It'd be cool to watch, though.
Well. One of the fights on this card was like 10 people at once. It was 8 amateurs versus 2 pros, and they
all
were just attacking each other.
All at the same time on stage? That's like a...
This is like a Royal Rumble.
Pretty
like,
much.
Yeah.
But that's not the one we're talking about.
Does every 10 seconds a new one runs and jumps, climbs into the cage?
No, that's the thing. They all started at once. What do we see here? These are 3 women, right?
Oh, wow, yeah.
These are 3 OnlyFans influencers in Romania, they call them.
Does it get bloody?
Oh, yeah. Well, like look who they fight. They're fighting 2 dudes.
Heck yeah.
Oh, come on.
And these dudes.
Oh, come on.
Yep. Beat the hell out of them.
I'm not watching that.
That's not good.
Now, you got the one dude on the. But now you got 2 girls on one, and they're kind of cornering him, and he's just. I mean, it's just
yeah,
no match.
Dude,
kicked
what
her.
The hell?
That's not cool.
People are like, hey, you can't be doing this. Romania, wherever, it doesn't matter. It's intergender, like it never works. Now she's trying to walk away, and he's still punching her.
God, man.
Now the girls.
That is, God.
No. I can't see.
I don't know if this lightens it or makes it better, but the girls are wearing protective headgear. But the one's got big jugs, and he just, like, punched her right in the teeth. Oh, she got kicked in the boobs. She spit her mouthpiece out. Look at the ref. She's coming after him for more. People are like, we can't get with it. Like, this ain't
cool.
How is
that entertaining? Because he's, like, 100 pounds bigger than her.
Yeah, they just – they really went after him, and the crowd was stunned. They didn't really know how to react.
That's just – that's
it does.
I mean, if it was equal weight,
it doesn't work. Like, it don't work in wrestling anymore. That gimmick's not worth. Like, it just don't.
Strength.
They did it in Lucha Underground, and the chick would she would get in there with the guy's Sexy Star was her name, and she would mix it up with him. But man, she took some hard bumps, and it just don't look good.
No, it doesn't. That's but then again, like.
I mean, but when you go and you're in front of the press, what do you go? Yeah, I just kicked a girl's ass. As a guy, do you feel good about yourself?
No, I don't understand that.
What if she was bigger?
Yeah, if she's like 500 pounds still, and you're 200 pounds, that'd be... That's still just...
Hey, it's an achievement.
Yeah.
Guys, she was much bigger. Come on.
And you're a tiny man. And
like, I'm getting picked on here. Butt.
That's just weird.
Like, what if me and Nia Jax fight? Like, would that... I kind of feel like that would be even, right? I don't know.
Yeah, but like... She heard you. But that's... Like, that's wrestling. And not... Again, obviously, they really get hurt. But, like, those dudes are hitting them. But I saw one connected punch to the head. And I couldn't look at it anymore. It's like, no.
Well, when he kicked her, like, up under the boobs, like, she spit her mouthpiece out.
But also, there's two things here. One, they didn't have to do it, the girls. And B, they kept getting up.
Yeah.
Like, if you get there and you get hit like that, even though it's whatever.
Do you want
like,
a knockout on your record? No.
I didn't show you the entrance, but it took a while for them to get to the ring because they were doing the splits and, like, bouncing their asses on the stage.
That's the part you take out. Oh, great.
No. I think the guys were, like, ready to hit him as soon as before they got down there.
Oh,
like, so they were kind of arrogant.
Like I,
pretty
like,
much.
Yeah. With Tay, what's Starling, fun? Listens to this show.
God, she loves to fight, too.
Fighting.
She likes getting hit.
She's gorgeous. But I could not... I could not sit there and watch my baby get hit like that. That would suck.
I have friends that do that, and I can't see them.
No.
Not even the guys get hit.
You know Joyce Gracie, don't you?
Joyce. We out of here, man.
Is it not? I thought that was her name.
I think it is.
Mm-hmm. Hoyce's wife.
Royce?
Hoyce.
Hoyce.
Hoyce. They pronounce the R's as H's.
Oh, I got it back.
My name would be Matt Raris over there.
I know the R would be the
Matt
H.
Matt Raris.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you, Fat Boy. That was enlightening. Friday.
Yeah,
and,
that was terrible.
Troubling.
It was... It
it's
spread,
not your
man.
Fault, but that was awful.
It was viral as hell.
Yeah.
But, like, in I want to say in this country, though, like, our country, you would get more... What would you get more in trouble for? That or if animal fighting? Animal fighting would get you in
more
trouble.
Well, who's willing to get in the ring? The animal's not, so, of course, animal fighting. You're dragging that animal in there to hurt it.
I think firing the lady for having a haircut or a nose piercing probably worse.
You think so?
Yeah, to some people.
What about the people that run companies that think their customers are going to be offended by arm tattoos that they make their employees wear?
Or sleeves.
Hardy Boy sleeves.
Oh.
Yeah, like quit upcharging for eggs.
Also, yes, Waffle House. Okay. Thank you, Fat
What are you talking about?
They went up 50 cents an egg.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah.
But, I mean, everybody
Her
did.
Egg.
Everybody did. All right, we will break here. Day 4, the final B, Spellenberg, coming up next hour. The FOF line coming up the following hour after that. And more. Happy Friday, everybody.
This is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys. They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.